Welcome back to Wild Child Records. I'm your host, Jay Stoyan. We're in the studio here today, downtown Toronto. We're here with two veterans, Dan and Vince, and we have Jake here. Jake is a graduate of our employment programs and a music lover, and he has a couple questions for the songwriters here. But before we get to that, if you're looking to join the military, we have two great guys here that are going to give us a couple positivities about the military, what it's brought to them in their lives, and maybe what it could bring to you. So, Dan?
Well, I was in the infantry, so when I was in the military, the camaraderie was just fantastic. Like, your friends forever, and they're always backing you up, and they're there for you when you need them. They're a special kind of breed in the infantry, and just amazing people. They're there to give their lives. But the positive side is, one is the camaraderie, two is the postings. I remember when I was just a young fella, I was posted to Germany for 3 years. Mm. It was absolutely the best 3 years of my military career, I'll tell you that right now.
Nice.
I visited France, I was in Switzerland, I was in Italy, I was all over the place. Of course, across Canada as well.
That's great. And Vince, yourself?
For me, the biggest thing is, no, there's an infantryman also, a reservist from 1st Nova Scotia Highlanders and Nova Scotia. But probably the biggest thing would be one thing, discipline, teamwork, and being pushed to really, you can really tell what you can do. You know, you're pushed beyond what you thought, man, I couldn't do that, but you can. And it helps incredibly when you get out in civilian life. There's nothing that you cannot do. In the military, you're trained for to do everything and basically move mountains. So those probably the
that's great insight. Insight. And if people are looking to join their local Legion, Dan, what are some of the opportunities, some of the things that they offer that people don't know?
Well, first of all, I encourage everybody to join the Legion because we have so many things that we can do for veterans. For instance, we have benevolent fund that we have if veterans require some money. We have the Poppy Fund for veterans who require money. We're there to help you. And if you need, for instance, if you just need to talk to somebody, just meet up with the guys, you know, go in a museum or go in a boardroom, just talk. If that's all you want to do, we're there to help. We're there to help everybody.
That's great. I like that, the way you said, just to talk. Just go in and
just
talk.
Just talk.
Just talk. I like that. And Vince, yourself, what would you say?
I'd just confirm that. And I was in a position where the Legion, three members came to my home when I was down and out and came and talked to me and helped me. And I became a member. And I'll never forget that. It takes incredible people to do that. Special people that are disciplined and really truly caring, and many of the branches we do have that. So
I love that.
Veterans are welcome.
I love that. Yeah, heart and soul. Yeah. These guys are offering their heart and soul to help you guys out. You know, if you need somebody to talk to, if you just want to have a new friend. And the Disabilities Channel is offering our employment program. So if you want to transition from the battlefield, or you just want to do something different for our employment programs and media, come down, take our courses, go to our website. www.thedisabilitychannel.ca. So we're becoming full, right? We're becoming a whole.
Another thing I want to point out is if veterans require help with the paperwork for Veterans Affairs, or if there's something they don't understand, just go to your local Legion and ask to speak to the service officer, and she'll be more happy to help you out with the paperwork or even speak to Veterans Affairs on your behalf.
And they can go to probably the Veterans Affairs website, right? Or something like that, right? Or
go to they can go there or they can call and they'll get sent paperwork for whatever reason that they have. But if they don't understand the paperwork, then, see your Veterans Affairs
service. And you can always follow up with us and we can always put you in touch with either Dan or Vince or the Legion or the VA or, whatever. It goes on and on. So let's flip it a little bit. We're here with Jake now. I know he's biting at the bit a little bit to ask a couple of questions. So, Jake, what's your question for Dan?
Dan, I notice that you're very, of the two, you're more your singing and the songs you like are a lot more upbeat. And would you say that the military has enlightened or enhanced music and the way you approach it? Or is it more or less the same?
There's too many sad songs in this world. especially with what's been going on in the last couple of years. You know what? Try and stay away from it and try to get upbeat songs to make you feel good, to get you in the mood. In the military, I was in a band wherever I went. And we always played upbeat songs and, you know, stay away from the negative side, get on to the positive side. And it's been like that throughout, you know. Not to say I do a lot of slow songs. Some of them are sad, but
I like your upbeat songs. They're good.
Yeah,
they're good.
So upbeat.
And how about for Vince?
And Vince, I can tell your songs are a lot about your own experience. Does writing about your experience, does that help you sort of? Not necessarily come to terms, because I don't know how your experience has affected you, but does songwriting help it grow, or does it help you share your story? Are you using it to sort of heal or to reminisce?
Songwriting is storytelling, so I try to tell the best story, and hopefully a lot of, you know, most of the songs are true. But the key is to just find where you fit in. I mean, some stories, you know, are sad stories, but yet the fact is that, you know, they have to be told, and if you can make it uplifting choruses, maybe to make them a little more, you know, so not so deep and dark. But for me personally, I mean, just writing a song for somebody maybe that has cancer, or, you know, which I've done a few times already, is so fulfilling. It's more, you know, it's a sad song, but it's super rewarding to do that for me personally. So I get my rewards from all the songs, doesn't matter, you know, good or bad.
And what you can't say in words, somehow you can say in a song.
That's true, yeah. Yeah, very true.
So it comes out. It just comes out.
Would you guys have a question for the young musician now? Maybe what he's thinking about his future career, maybe, Dan?
What do you plan on doing for your future?
I'm not sure yet. I dabble in a lot of different arts. I dabble in music, I dabble in visual arts, and I'm along here with Jay, sort of seeing where I can fit in.
We're going to make him, he's going to be a big part of the show, Wild Child Records. Mm-hmm. He's a reporter already, but he's going to be our PR guy. But we're really going to try and push his talent, right? We're really going to put him out there, put him in front, put him out on stage when we get an opportunity.
We need the young energy, right?
We need the young energy.
Songwriter or artist, or both?
Both.
So it's good. Learn everything you possibly can to be an independent artist, to manage your own business. The best advice I can give you, I've gone through all the course and everything, and keep working that, and things come together. And of course, you get better at your craft, but what you're doing.
This is great, guys. This is great.
This is cool fitting in with this. You have a wonderful opportunity. I could only imagine to be able to do this when I was younger. Man, just to have a guitar and be able to play it and have it recorded on film or something. Just,
play what you know.
Opportunities will open up for you doing this.
This is great, guys. Well, again, you're watching Wild Child Records. We had three wonderful musicians in the studio today. If you want to be a guest on Wild Child Records, go to our website, www.thedisabilitychannel.ca, or just call me. I'm all over the city. So, again, you're watching The Disability Channel. And, come on, we need you to get enrolled in our employment program for veterans. You got two great guys here leading the charge. You want to find out more information, just get in touch with the Legions or us, Jay. We'll see you next time on The Disability Channel. Have a great day.